What did you do, Lori? Did you ever try to get help?
Oh, we talked about it endlessly, Andy and I. Andy always told me not to worry. I asked the pediatrician about it, and he told me the same thing. Don't worry, Jake is still very little, it will pass. They made me feel a little crazy, like I was one of those crazy, jumpy moms always hovering over their kids, freaking out about Band-Aids and peanut allergies. And here was Andy and the pediatrician saying, it will pass, it will pass.
But it did pass, Lori. You were overreacting. The pediatrician was right.
Was he? Honey, look where we are. You never want to face this.
Face what?
That maybe Jacob needed help. Maybe it's our fault. We should have done something.
Done what? Or else what?
Her head drooped, hopeless. The memory of these early childhood incidents haunted her, as if she had seen a shark's fin that disappeared underwater. It was lunacy.
Lori, what are you suggesting? This is our son we're talking about.
I'm not suggesting anything, Andy. Don't make this a loyalty contest or a fight. I'm just wondering about what we did back then. I mean, I don't know what the answer was. I have no idea what we should have done. Maybe Jake needed medication or counseling. I don't know. I just can't help thinking we must have made mistakes. We must have. We tried so hard and meant so well. We don't deserve all this. We were good, responsible people, you know? We did everything right. We weren't too young. We waited. In fact, we almost waited too long. I was 36 when I had Jacob. We weren't rich, but we both worked hard and we had enough money to give the baby everything he needed. We did everything right, and yet here we are. It isn't fair.
She shook her head and murmured,
"It isn't fair."
Beside me, Lori's hand rested on the arm of her chair. I thought I might lay my hand on hers to soothe her, but in the moment it took to consider it, she withdrew her hand and knotted her arms down tight over her belly. She said,
"I look back on us then, and I see we weren't ready at all. I mean, no one ever is, right? We were kids. I don't care how old we were kids. And we were clueless, and we were scared shitless, like all new parents. And, I don't know, maybe we made mistakes."
What mistakes, Lori? Really, you're being dramatic. It just wasn't that bad. Jacob was a little boisterous and rough. Is that really such a big deal? He was a little boy. Some kids got hurt because four-year-olds get hurt. They totter around, and three-quarters of their body weight is in their enormous heads, so they fall down and crash into things. They fall off play structures. They fall off bicycles. It happens. They're like drunks. Anyway, the pediatrician was right. Jacob did outgrow it. This stuff all stopped when he got older. You're beating yourself up, but there's nothing to feel guilty about, Lori. We didn't do anything wrong.